After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, what's up, you guys? We're back at it again with another episode of Love and Hip Hop. Will Kirk get a DNA test? And is Estelita going to be the new bad B in the Danger Zone artistry? You don't want to miss out.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Who's bad?
You know Trinae opening the show where we open this and we get like pink lights.
She the only
right.
Like, this done turn into a complete right, look, female
look
show.
That. Look at it.
Like, hey. I hope the camera's on her.
Where you at right now?
You know the words? I don't know the words to this one.
I don't.
That's all. But you know, it was perfect. It's perfect. You know, it's perfect because, you know, I'm watching, you know, a whole bunch of bad bees on screen.
Mm-hmm.
And we're back at it because we got a lot of new bad bees on the show.
Got some new faces.
What's up, you guys? It's your girl Trinae, and we're back at it again with a new episode of Love and Hip Hop, AfterBuzz TV. You know, we're coming with it. I'm here with my bad bees, my bad boys. So, you know, what's up? What's up, you guys? I got Khalil Boo Boo right next to me looking like a bad B.
Bad B number one here. Khalil Boo Boo. Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Khalil Boo Boo.
And then I got my other bad B, Jimmy V.
Number two here. Yes, Jimmy V. Twitter, Instagram at Be Your Own Dad. Go check that out. Be Your Own Dad at blogspot.com.
And yeah, you know.
All my life, I never thought I'd be a bad bee.
You're a bad bee.
I guess I'm down with those.
Here we are tonight.
The beehive.
I've been inducted.
It's official, yeah.
What is, official you know, date. You know, and it's so crazy because a lot of people thought that being called a bad bee was a bad thing.
A bad bitch, right?
Yeah, a bad bee. We're going to say a bad bee.
Listen here, bee.
A bad bee. But you know, it's not an issue because, you know, a bad bee can be like we see in this Keep It Real episode. The foolery. The foolery that commences.
When
each
have
week.
They stopped?
Wait. Since we're talking about keeping it real.
Yes, might as well.
Trinae tried to read us earlier before the camera started rolling.
Yeah.
And she said that she knew what we were about. So Trinae, please. Tell me.
Break down bad B1 and bad B2, please.
What am I about?
And let us know in the comments.
Well,
if you agree
I was
so
not referring to
ahead.
You.
No, but we're going to find out, though.
Okay, so.
Yeah, we're going to find
you're
out.
You're that sweet, subtle man who sends your girl flowers.
When I'm you know, offended.
When
that's
you,
bullshit.
When
I don't do none of that.
When
I'm
you
offended
know that,
already.
You know, you messed up, you're going to send her flowers.
So you're saying I mess up?
And then Jimmy V,
so
I seen
up?
The boy.
I'm offended
I seen
already.
The boy
I'm offended,
y'all.
Let's hear it.
So, you know, ladies.
I don't look like I send a girl some flowers. Is that what you're saying?
You basically called me a sucker. You called me a sucker.
You know,
that's
you know,
crazy.
You're not a sucker. You're a sweet guy. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm a sweet guy.
Jimmy B's a sweet guy, too.
Thank you.
But he definitely, he be on that freaky deaky stuff, ladies. Go sign him.
Oh, man. Oh, man. No.
Ladies, send him your draws.
Don't listen to what Trinae says.
But we're going to talk more
about
that
trouble.
Because, you know, we don't need all that. But anyhow, this episode was retarded as usual. It started off with Dime calming Carly down.
Yeah, right.
We don't know why Carly gets so, you know,
She pushes those buttons, man. You know what I'm saying? She was so down for the homie.
I want to be down.
Just turned her back on her.
But yeah.
Turned her back on her.
Turned her back on her, man. All right,
because I
got
think,
out here looking stupid.
I think
crazy.
She shows Jocelyn a certain level of, I guess, loyalty that obviously she doesn't get back. So that's why.
Now hold on, appreciate the shit.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
That's her words, not mine. Yeah.
No, it was a little much. I think.
Yes, thank you. Why you got to be a sucker if you send a girl flowers?
Because a lot of men in 2017 and in this social media age don't send flowers because they think they can send flowers through
dick
the phone, picks. Right?
yeah, that's what she wanted to say.
They could be like, hey, baby, I'm sorry. No, I'm just kidding. But no, I thought it was just, she was like, I ain't gonna let it treat me like a nothing at me. Like, I ain't gonna do that. Like, she was a little embarrassed, a little caught off guard. I mean,
definitely.
Jocelyn has a tendency to read your rights in front of everybody. She don't.
Yeah, with that envelope.
And we that has the envelope nothing that in it. Was not real. So we got the confirmation.
Yeah, which we all knew. And then, too, if Carly really knew everything about herself, she wouldn't have been like, oh, you don't know anything about me when you know you don't have anything out in the streets. If I just
she did that say that, though, in her defense. She did say that. She was like, I have nothing to hide.
I have nothing to hide. Well, if you have nothing to hide, why are you stressing for?
You gotta do it.
She was embarrassed. But no, there were some new rules put down for the friendship.
Right.
Rule number one, don't speak my name with your beefy mouth. Don't speak my name in business with your beefy mouth. Mm-hmm. That's what Jocelyn said. So Carly is like, okay, well, if I hear anything about your man in the streets, I am Zippy Peepy Longstocking.
And she just going to say everything's interesting from
everything's
that
interesting,
point
which we're going to get to pretty soon.
Yeah.
And speaking of interesting, we have the boys that are not known for swabbing their mouths meet up at the Q barbecue.
I was like, what?
They're not trying to get a cotton swab. So they decided to go catch up on some drinks and barbecue.
Yeah. Kirk and
Stevie J.
Yes, Stevie J. That's right.
Just a little bit of a
scared to get that test.
Bro. Yeah, scary.
I don't know. I never had to do it before, but
you don't want to do
you know
it.
What?
It's awkward.
So I was.
Oh, so you know.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, you had to do it before?
Yeah, I have. We gonna talk about that off camera though. We don't need
everything's always off.
No, I'm gonna be real. I'm gonna be cool with y'all. I got swabbed before.
Okay. She make it sound like she went to prison or something.
We gonna leave it at that. Before, yeah. I got swabbed before.
Sack town in the building.
Really,
you know what I'm saying?
It wasn't good.
Yo, Sack town, stand up.
Nobody.
Sack town ain't scared to get swabbed.
Swabbing out here.
What's good? We swabbing. We mobbing and we swabbing.
So Stevie J asked him, when are you going home?
Mm-hmm.
She ain't ready for that. So Kirk is still ducking and dodging, bobbing and weaving.
Kirk just
in the situation.
Needs to have the test just to figure out the final. Like, he can stop all this by just having a test to finding out. That's all.
He's just always, like, trying to just justify. He's like, right now it's family and household.
And business,
and,
right.
And everybody wants to tell me how to handle my situation.
You know what I heard over the weekend, right? So I was talking to this dude, and he said the difference between East Coast people and West Coast people is like, if, like, say if they got to take off a Band-Aid, East Coast people will rip it off and just take the pain, right?
Mm-hmm.
West Coast will be like, So I think,
Man, this one over here be swabbing. I don't know what you're talking
so
about.
So I think Kurt, in this situation here, he don't want to just rip it off. I don't know if it is my baby or not, so that I hope y'all got my...
But that
goes against what your man said.
Stevie J?
You said your man on the East Coast, they rip it off.
Yeah.
So, well, Atlanta, I mean, East Coast.
Atlanta's like down south, kind of. Lean with it, rock with it.
But it ain't West Coast.
True that.
It's the South. They not ready for it.
Oh, Jesse Jandy in the building.
Hey, what? Jesse, what's the word, man? What? I see you out here, son.
What up, man? Hey.
Aww,
okay, Jesse.
That's my vote. But no, they scared to throw that peroxide on it. You know, they didn't want to.
Right.
Remember that? Where it would be like stinging and bubbling up. Nobody wants to deal with that.
Yeah, exactly.
And obviously, Kirk is, you know, he's a little scary. Bit. You know,
parental advisory.
He's scared. He don't want to get that cotton swab. But anyhow, speaking of a new bad bee in town, we got an introduction to Estelita.
Estelita, okay. You know,
new little empanada.
Newest member on the
menu.
Newest member on the Latin team.
Let me tell you. I like me some quesadilla.
Look. And then so Tammy, who's always trying to just, you know.
Commiserate
with the girls.
Yeah, Tammy always trying to be the cool, positive one. She trying to mend everybody
Tammy
together
cool
and all
positive,
that.
She
so definitely she is. But at times, I
feel
think,
like Melissa be trying to be the cool, positive
I think she
one.
Just
Tammy
needs to let the cards go.
No, what killed me was Melissa tearing up when...
She just wanted some shine,
when
that's all.
Freaking...
She wanted
they, why were
three
they,
seconds of a shot.
Why were they tearing up when Jocelyn and... Carly,
oh yeah,
had their
that
little apology. They're like, it's too emotional.
That was cute.
Y'all yeah. can't be friends for 5 seconds. Like, it's yeah. stupid. But anyhow, Estelita is a new step up from the Puerto Rican trash hoe.
Hey,
from
yeah,
Melissa.
Yeah.
I mean, from Mimi. That's,
I mean, we only got one episode. We don't know. You, she might.
She's
you don't
already,
know her yet.
She's
don't
already.
Know.
She,
don't know
she's
her
already
yet.
Messy. She reveals
exactly.
that she's staying with Stevie J,
mm-hmm. and that she. First off, what's the big fucking deal about being the only woman on a label that no
right.
one is aware
that
of?
Nobody knows it.
Danger Zone.
Who cares?
Latina.
Just like when the
who cares?
Girls on the New York one. I'm the first lady of a Gwinnin.
Exactly.
Blah,
like
blah, blah,
so
blah.
The fuck.
Nobody knows about it.
I don't want nobody.
Even if
see,
they did know about it.
Everybody wanna be Lil Kim.
You
ain't
see J. Cole running around talking about I'm the first Rock
Nation
artist.
Right,
like,
exactly.
No. So what? Who cares?
Well,
what's that music like?
They just want to claim something so bad.
Right, that part. What's that music like?
Real talk.
Exactly.
We well,
need
saying? In this we case, what's them pictures like? Because I don't think she's an artist.
Oh, because she's...
Estelita, right?
She's a model and an actress.
So, what's
and
them
a
pictures like? What's them... I don't even know.
She reveals...
What does she do?
Why can't she be a doctor?
Hey,
fucking lawyer.
Now,
this is
love and
hip hop.
Okay,
watch
out, that would be that. But she was like, I seen an opportunity to see a Grammy Award producer. Stevie, I'm not gonna give you, you know, no issues or no problems. You are a good,
right,
a good producer. But you're in Atlanta. We have Young Thug. We have Migos. We have Quavo. We have. Future.
You do know Quavo is in the Migos, right?
Are we going to count Young Thug?
He's a separate.
Should we count
sector?
Young Thug?
He's his own person.
I just had to
you know?
Let you know.
Could we?
Young Thug. Okay. But I'm saying you got all these people. You cute. You popping or whatever on Instagram. How come you can't slide up in the DMs or in the studio with them?
Who says she hasn't?
Who says she hasn't? Yeah.
I
mean.
No.
Probably future out here paying bills
okay.
and
shoot
whatnot.
Shoot them shots.
So.
Shooter's gonna shoot.
Shooter,
you know what I'm saying?
Gonna...
shoot your shot.
You know what I'm saying?
And so yeah, I mean, obviously we have Mimi. She's still upset with Melissa.
Man, Mimi don't do nothing.
You know,
Mimi only there for the check. That's it.
She's
no
like,
storyline.
If you wanna, you know, call me. I'll give you my number. And she's always looking for a new friend. So, yeah. And it was just, it was typical Mimi trying to be friends with everybody, trying to just downplay the situation because she doesn't like Jocelyn. So she's like, this is a step up for her.
You know what? Shout out to Stevie J. He really is the key to all this, man. Is he, like, if you take Stevie J out
on
the
bus.
Equation... Right,
he got a new one on the bus.
He got a new one.
I mean, Stevie J.
Y'all
put
thought
all
the bus
this
broke down.
Together.
Y'all thought
Mimi,
the bus broke down.
Mimi, Jocelyn, Estelita. I mean, he's the whole storyline.
And that's why we got a new bad B on block. We got Jocelyn. We got Estelita. It's we already
right.
know what's going on in his head, but we'll get to that later. So Dime, Jessica Dime, aka
she finally
Bird.
had a scene without. Jocelyn in the picture.
Yeah.
About time.
Bravo. Bravo.
Yeah, done upgraded.
So she finally reveals that she is off the market. She's with Sean Williams, who
right.
plays for the Memphis Grizzlies.
Now?
now. Yes, he does.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
And so he was a free agent when this show was filmed.
Okay.
And we see, you know, her without her pink hair, without her... She's looking more natural.
Bird. With the braid.
Bird.
You know what I'm
saying?
She's
bird.
She was trying to have a little poetic justice going on with
she
a little braid.
She had the little, like... No, she had the little, like, simple...
girl next door.
Girl next door look. Yeah. Exactly. That, and so, you know, they are indeed engaged, according to VH1.
Really?
Yeah, they're engaged now.
Let me guess, are they going to have their special wedding?
I hope not. She tried to keep him away from the whole scene because he is a basketball player.
Good. I'd want to be kept away, too.
But I don't know why. But hopefully he doesn't. He's not a reoccurring character because it's just going to look bad for his
probably not.
Look. So, yeah, I guess they wanted to show that for...
He
was
he might be working on his entrepreneurship side.
He might want to get
the exposure.
You know, they've been knowing each other or whatever for 10 years.
For 10 years.
Off and on.
Girl, that's why women... It's going to take some time. 10 years. How long was Beyonce and Jay-Z? That was like 10, 11, wasn't it?
But for this situation, they was friends.
Okay.
They've known each other.
Make things work.
All right. 10 years, yeah.
Okay.
He was always traveling.
Cool. Sounds great. 10 years.
10 years.
Get ready.
10 years.
10 years. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I can wait.
Get ready. 10 years. How many years you in?
What you mean?
What I mean? How many years you in?
Well, how many years have I been in with my man?
Uh-huh.
Two.
All right. Almost you got two. eight more. Then you go cross that finish line.
Stupid. I'm not on the Love and Hip Hop. We're not talking about me, but we're talking about some talented women.
It ain't nothing to do with Love
and Hip Hop. Well, you said talented? You talk about the wrong show.
According to CBJ, she's very talented.
I was just letting y'all ladies know, 10 years. How long it takes.
She's very talented.
I don't make the rules.
Show me what her talent is, all right?
If Beyonce can wait 10 years, your ass can wait 10 years.
Advice from we got our advice expert
Bird One, right?
Just Bird saying,
one. That's what you call it. B1. B1.
My bad,
no, bad B1.
My little bad B1. But, right. No, like basically, this whole scene was weird. They have a Spanish tutor for Eva, they want to include that in, to include the Immaculate House.
I thought that was cute,
or whatever, I guess. And so
Ava hit him with the Stevie J face at the end.
Yeah, he surprised. Not a surprise for you. You have a baby sister. How do you feel about that? Blah blah blah.
Like, cool.
That
I'm gonna teach you how to get this bread.
I was like, okay.
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. How are you gonna teach your sister?
Okay. Hey, she's on TV already.
Right. So. Right.
They might want to go with
Jocelyn to LA to get her like an agent so she can be on Nickelodeon or something.
I don't know. You already in Atlanta, you know. Go hit up Tyler Perry Studio.
And I heard Tyler Perry just got a whole nother studio too.
See?
So, man.
Look at there.
He's got a kids sector.
Look at there.
So
right.
Maybe Eva can be on.
Hey,
you know.
Tyler Perry, what's up, man? I'm out here.
We out here.
So,
I ain't doing Madea though. I ain't just.
You ain't doing it?
I ain't
you
doing
sure?
I'll do Bow Wow. Byron. I'll do that. I ain't doing Madea.
But speaking of cameras, Jocelyn, you know, she's got her little private chauffeur driving her to LA. We see the cameras following Jocelyn around. And she's
for the real.
Co-hosting for the whole week.
For the real. And she did a good job.
Even though that was a
highlight reel for sure.
Definitely was, but
it was good.
Based on the,
it was legit.
Yeah, she
was entertaining and
she
fun
had the fundamentals of
hosting.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yes. And then
not like we experts or anything. I mean, I'm just saying she did
just
a good
on the
job.
Tube.
She was on the tube. She was and she made some mofongos, so that was cool.
Mofongos. Oh yeah, right.
And she dropped some tea. Which
about Kirk and Rashida.
She was like, I got some tea for y'all.
I don't really think Rashida had a right to be upset about this.
Well,
for one, filming a reality show, like
I'm talking about, she already knew of it, so
I mean, and it's not like she went on there talking shit about you, like she went on there promoting the show. What can we expect from this season? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, this season. Character A is cheating on character B and may have a baby with character C. Like,
yeah.
I know it's personal because it's real, but she's essentially promoting the show.
Listen, all love in hip hop is a script that they gave the actors and said, you be as creative with your character as you want. Just know you have to end up in the bed with her. Okay, go. That's Action. All how this is.
But no, obviously Rashida doesn't watch television because she was shocked by all of this. She obviously doesn't. She doesn't have time for TV because, you know.
I don't blame her.
And Estelita is trying to form a spot in the crew. She wants to get her rightful place in the crew, so she'll do anything. So she decides to show off the video to Rashida at the little Sammy Rivera Jamaica swimming line
that try-on. You know, I didn't notice that till you just said it. That was out of place for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was like...
Especially you just met her? Yeah, that's kind
of
out of place.
But she wants to be a part of the crew, yeah. So that's and what you have to do sometimes.
You can tell what she was saying, too, what later on in the scene or something, or the scene before when they were up in the store and she was... talking smack, like, no, yeah, I guess this is good for a flea market, you know, or like, you know, yeah. I guess if you're in your 50s, so she was throwing shards jokes all day,
yeah,
pretty much,
yeah. And then she meets Carly, of course, and
right,
they kept saying, you know, Tammy is giving her like introduction, giving her information, like, yeah, and she's your artist, blah blah blah. And then we have Carly saying, interesting, because she's got now this. Her brain's going off. She's like, I got the tea.
I'd have been... I liked how she low-key checked her. Like, what's so interesting about it? Because I'd have said the same thing. And like, you good?
Yeah. He's
like,
no, I can't stand when girls try to crochet.
Or anybody like in general. Like, all right, what are you really trying to say? Instead of saying, oh, interesting.
Interesting.
Like, you don't get your childish ass up out of here.
And she is that she is childish.
Very.
Very so much so. And Estelita, you know, I see you, girl. Like, you're going to say and do whatever you want because you're trying to get on the roster. You're trying to get on the introduction roster.
She's trying to come back for season 8.
She is. And so Stevie J meets up with her and he's season all like, eight. Dang, we dang. Back. What is this? But yeah, no, Stevie J, he's, you know, trying to be Papa Bear.
Smart Guy was only 3 seasons. This it was only 7th season.
7 seasons.
I just like did that math in my head. Like, damn.
What more could they talk about?
Yes. Exactly. That's exactly what I'm thinking. Okay.
And, sorry. It's please okay. Continue. It's okay. Please. We know you love the show that much. You're shocked. You're just as shocked as we are.
Is this the
Smart Guy only had 3 seasons, people? Is this Smart Guy?
Let us know in the comments. It's either season 7 or season.
It's season 7.
It's season 7?
Yeah.
And I know one time they tried to correct us, so I wanted to
correct.
That was last week.
To make sure, you know, all that good stuff.
But yeah, no, you know, it gets even more interesting because Stevie
does
J.
It get more interesting?
Yeah, it does.
Or
it really
they're just
does.
Wasting our time.
Interesting.
Does it get interesting?
It does. Stevie J is trying to play Papa Bear at their... I think this is like an ongoing setting for Love and Hip Hop is a rooftop photo shoot. They always go on the rooftop and have like this, like, you know, glamorous photo shoot going on, and we see
we
that.
Should do that.
We could, because all you need is a Canon camera,
rooftop,
and a rack to hold the clothes. That's about it. I mean,
okay,
that's what it'll look like. That's the move. One of those big, huge fans. Where can we get those at?
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I ain't got no hair to blow in the wind, so there really ain't no point for me to have a fan.
Right, I mean, I don't
but we can just throw some water on you. You look all sweaty.
No, I'm going to bring the baby oil.
Baby oil, exactly.
Boom.
So they didn't bring the baby oil because, you know, Papa Bear Stevie J is telling Estelita that she needs to, you know, stay away from these slippery fraudulent girls.
Excuse me.
So that's the first thing I thought about when he said it, too.
Yeah. Nah, but Stevie J was spitting some real shit, though.
She was like,
them girls just gonna get her in trouble.
No, she's gonna get herself
will
in
Stevie
trouble.
Will Stevie J get her in trouble?
Find out on the next episode
of Dragon Ball Z.
She, you know, she was throwing a couple of, you know, quotables out there. And yeah, she's like, she's, you know, am I going to be your only Latin artist? And
because we haven't seen one before from Stevie J.
So,
first off, if it's a Latin label, Why would you be the only Latin artist? What sense does this make? Right. This is dumb as fuck. What does it? Who cares?
Right.
Okay, I'm done.
Just be there to do your job and collect your check. That's it.
Yeah, but you know, she wants
who
to make
size
sure.
The bad boy? And I mean, like, I'm gonna be the only rapper, bad boy artist on this.
Like,
why would you
want to
be on that weak ass label then?
When you think about it, you have Cassie with Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Cassie would be happy if Diddy brought another female in?
Danity Kane?
I know, right? When she came on the joint,
the band.
It was already deep.
Which was boys and girls.
But if he was like, I have this new girl, I want to get her out there, I want to make her kind of, you know, like you in a sense.
But if the label already has artists that have shown that's what's been done, you know, like it's got some type of credentials, you know, as a showing, you know, boom, this is what I've done. I'm going to start this label, you're going to be my only girl. And be like, well, I ain't seen you do nothing yet. So what you gonna do for me?
Obviously, he's made Jocelyn a household name.
Stop it! Stop it!
That's
household name. Don't nobody know anybody that does not have Instagram or Twitter does not know who Jocelyn.
Okay, do you know how many housewives watch The Real?
Oh man!
During the day, like they just sitting there, like who is this Puerto Rican? What? What did she say? Like, now they know Jocelyn.
Listen, I'm not hating on her game, but the whole fact that her being a household
seasons.
Name...
It took nah. 7 seasons. But now she's on the real.
Mm.
Now she's on the real.
Middle America done seen her now.
Man, it's everywhere. But no, and then obviously Jock is in his, you know, getting his hair done.
Damn right.
His perm did.
Yeah.
I think he's obviously getting ready for this grand opening. He's trying to get all cute for Carly. And Tommy shows up.
You see him putting the swoop in?
Yeah, you know? Why.
Shoot.
Look like he was down with
Temptation. That's his theme music when he walks in.
He had the part. He had the deep part. Like, you know, he had that grand... Like, you know how, like, women get to, like, age 50?
He looked like Malcolm X.
And they
want
to do the short hair.
They do the part automatically.
The part right there, and then they have, like, the swirl curls going on.
Y'all remember the beginning of Malcolm X when he used to... when he was sitting in the chair... Get this shit done, him and forget his name. The director of the fucking movie. What's his name?
I don't know. But
y'all never seen Malcolm X?
No. Have you guys, viewers, you know who he's talking about?
I just don't remember that specific scene.
It was at the beginning. It was before he turned Muslim and went Black Power all throughout the whole. All right.
I never seen it.
Y'all not gonna do me like y'all did Lim last week. This is a real fucking thing.
It's okay. The viewers will save you. But no, basically Tommy is all shows up or whatever, and she's just kind of like, "What happened? Why would you throw me in a crossfire like that?" He's like, "I didn't know she was gonna show up. How'd she get there?"
Spike Lee, thank you. Did you see that?
Shout out.
Thank you.
Shout out, Spike Lee. Okay, I'm gonna have to YouTube remember. That specific scene just so I can tell you next week.
I'll look into it for you.
Make you feel better. Right. Make you feel better, like Tommy tried to make Jock feel better.
I mean, it was like a crucial scene in the movie because then, like after that, he went natural with his hair.
Okay,
and he stopped putting that white crack in his hair. Like it's in the fucking movie. That's what he said. All right.
And obviously, Jock has, you know, that white crack is getting to his brain. Because
what I like about that scene was Carly kept it real and was like, only reason why I started to kick it with you was to get back at Shorty. And
Tommy.
Then Jock was like, all right.
He already knew
that,
though.
But to have a conversation about it,
respect.
Shows
for sure.
Your character, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just trying
to
do it on the low.
Tommy low-key sexy. Like, she'd be like... I think she be knowing too when she be doing shit.
Of course she.
I'd be like,
of
you
course
be knowing.
She know, man.
She a bad bitch. She a bad bitch. That's why the song was perfect because we got a whole bunch of bad bitches in this scenario.
And then she was like, I was just about to give you some. Stop lying.
Ew.
Females.
Y'all be lying.
Mm-mm.
No, y'all lying.
Nasty. Not with Jock.
I ain't even gonna go there.
But okay. I love this part because I like to call this part the get down, the final straw, because we have Rashida who pulls up in the jean denim, meet up with Kirkland,
baby daddy.
And you know, Curly Kirk or whatever, I don't know, he just is just whack. Like, he just honestly doesn't have any answers.
never does. And he be talking in circles.
Yeah, and Rashida's like, I'm tired of working at press and having the paparazzi coming in and asking me questions.
I bet that's been good exposure, but I'm sure she just said that.
She's like, I can't even post on Instagram.
Right, right.
And his final question was just like, are you going to get the paternity test or nah, bruh?
And he was like, what? I don't know. I don't know.
No, what was his? He had like a dumbass reason behind it, right?
He's like, we was married on paper, but... Every time I asked you for a massage.
I should wrap my back. He couldn't do it.
He always got some. I just want.
Okay, just serious question for the panel. All right. Now, you might not have the answer to this, but you may. What type of highlight do they use on Kirk's Adam's apple? Just
that should be glistening.
Is it Revlon or or Anastasia?
If you guys have a guess at home, we'll be doing a poll for this, so make sure to leave it in the comments. Thank you.
Who is that? Because that Adam apple be sparkling, it'd be, just shining. It'd be it's his second. It's
shining, 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 shining. Yeah. Oh, this Adam.
But it's kind of like, you can't help but just to feel sorry for Kirk because he
feel
just...
Feel sorry for him.
Man, he's he so just stupid.
He's just in a bad situation. That's the worst part about it. He's not stupid. He knows exactly what he's doing.
He knows what he's
doing.
It's
a dumbass move, but he knows exactly what he's doing. No, yeah. No. You do not know.
It was a mistake. She was like, well, why would you go and sleep with... Get yourself into... It was a mistake. A mistake is getting in a fender bender.
But a mistake is like, damn, I left my charger at work.
Right, right.
That's a mistake.
Not knocking up some stripper girl who is kicking it with a scammer. No. Yeah. Not that at all. You know. And
that's about it.
So, yeah, you know, Jocelyn's asking Stevie J for $20,000 a month. She wants that child support.
That's a lot of money. A month?
A month.
Damn. That should show you how broke it is. I don't know about y'all. Man. I'm a month?
A month.
That's what happens when you have kids with strippers.
Yes, man.
It's a come up for them.
I guess so. I mean, Kirk's dealing with that now, so.
$20,000 a month?
$20,000 a month.
A month. That's crazy.
And now you know why these girls in Atlanta like...
I'll get pregnant for $20,000 a month.
The chick with the chick that was messing around with Shooter. Now you know why they do these kind of things. Because they need their nails did, their hair did.
It's an elaborate plan.
You know?
Y'all tripping.
They sick, but...
They wake up, Pinky, how we going to take over Atlanta today? Try to take over the world.
One baller at a time.
No, and CBJ, he wants Jocelyn to move back in. He wants some business popping off.
He was playing. He don't want her to move.
He still he wants want her.
Move back in.
I'm not going to lie. Jocelyn did look good in that little part.
She was looking a little thick on
it. I ain't going to lie. She had the legs crossed and it was a little... There you go. I said my piece.
Yeah, so she's definitely gonna move in with him. Obviously, we already know that.
No, I don't know.
So honestly, that part was a little filler. But the best part of the episode was when we see the mysterious man show up to the Mercy Grand opening.
Julius Caesar.
Caesar.
Oh, hey, I rock with Caesar. I actually just started to follow him on Instagram, actually. Mm. I rock with Caesar.
His veneers was just shining, shining. They're just like, he's like...
That's grinning. What we should have opened up to.
grinning from side to side, because poor little Jock, you know, came there looking, you know, had his sunglasses on, had his fresh press, hoping... to get
and that was a smooth
going.
Little shirt he had on too.
A dress. He had a dress on.
But it had little slits on the side. He wore pants under it. Okay. So it was a little more masculine.
It wasn't a male romper.
He ain't romping.
Okay. So, and then, you know, Melissa, of course, had her eye on Estelita at the Jamaican swimsuit thing. Yeah. So she brought it along.
She said it was a pleasure to meet you.
Is it that easy for gay women that y'all just like, fuck it? She don't know she gay yet.
Yeah. Because
that's how they be acting. I'm like, is it that real? Like, does it?
Is it just a look? Is that all it takes?
Let us know in the comments.
She's like, I'm not gay. I'm strictly dickly. Okay, strictly
but you're that gay. was a little something she was throwing over to Stevie. You know, I don't know.
You think so?
Yeah. That's why she started to laugh.
You never know, man.
Are they holding hands at the?
Nah.
Okay, I thought that I saw them holding hands, but yeah, she was throwing shade at Carly, talking about this place looks like Santee Alley in L.A. Which Jock knows what's up because it's, you know, a flea market.
A flea market,
but,
yeah.
You know, if you guys didn't know in L.A., you can check it out. But
I never even heard of it.
No, we are not rocking with the rompers over here.
Bro. I just commented back to him. I was like, nah, bro. Romper.
Stop it.
Nah. Yeah,
so ain't my speed.
It was a whole bunch of foolery.
What else is new, you know?
But, you know, my favorite part of the episode and of our panel is obviously quotables, so
yeah,
we can get into that.
Quotables, baby.
What was yours? What was your favorite quote of the night?
I ain't even gonna lie, I got one.
You don't.
I don't.
I will say that this was a tough night for quotables. This was a tough night.
Wasn't anything that stuck out that I was like,
wasn't a lot.
I gotta say that. So.
It wasn't a lot. Okay, for me, be for my man Stephen Jordan when he was like.
With the shoes on the, yeah.
Maybe we should be in business again.
Oh, man. Hit him with the, you know.
Hit him with the Stevie J.
Hit him with it.
Boom, boom, pow. No, mine was just like when she basically was like, I had this water roach. She basically called Carly a water roach.
She calls her water.
And then when Jocelyn was like, honey, these strippers can't get their coins.
Right, on national TV. Okay. She's representing for the strippers.
Yeah. And there you go. Next week, we got the ladies hitting the beach in Jamaica.
Right, and Young Jock happens to show up. Ugh, this show is so
with a lady friend
with
on
Treasure.
His arm.
I'm sure
that was Treasure. Yeah, that was.
Yeah, it looked like it was Treasure, and then we have this little 19-year-old boy who walks into the store into press.
Say hi to Pappy. Hi to Pappy.
I'm the father of that boy. I just moved to Atlanta, and we just needed some money. That's all it was. But no, before we head out, we just want to thank you so much for tuning in with us. You know, I want to give a shout out to all my bad bees out there and my bad boys out there, too.
Yes, because Trinae came dressed for an elegant evening.
Yes, after this, she's going to like Maestro's or something.
All you dirty ass hoes watching this at home on your computer. In your fucking sweats, Trinae is dressed to the nines for you hoes.
Oh my gosh! No, we're promoting positivity tonight. Okay.
Oh, I'm being like, positive.
Dirty hoes. Don't do that. But no, you know what? You guys can catch us every week here. You know, we here at 9 p.m. We live or whatever.
And
you
we can live,
also,
baby.
We live. You can also follow. AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, and make sure to subscribe, you know, hit that like button, retweet, share it with your friends and your family. We really do appreciate it. And if you're on the go and, you know, you're like me and you like to listen to your music or listen to podcasts, you can go ahead and get on iTunes and download us on iTunes because it's better to like listen as well. But my bad boys over here, where could they follow you at?
Khalil Boo Boo, a.k.a. Bad B number one. Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Khalil Boo Boo.
Bad B number two, Jimmy V. Twitter and Instagram at BRoneDad. Go check the blog, brondad.blogspot.com. You just might like something up there.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl
Queen
Trinae.
Bad B.
Hey.
At Queen Bad B.
We're going to be here next week. Don't want to miss out. We love you guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.